We're 3 weeks into the season here already on Eagles Game Plan, and despite a 1-2 record, we'll give you reasons for optimism here in Philadelphia.
On today's show, I'm going to show you how Chip Kelly's offense allows Michael Vick to find open receivers in space.
And I'll show you how the Eagles match up against the Denver Broncos on both sides of the football.
And as always, Chip Kelly is going to join me right here for some film work. So don't even think about going anywhere. Eagles Game Plan starts right now. Welcome to another edition of Eagles Game Plan. Joining me here is Mike Quick and Ike Reese. I'm Brian Baldinger. And guys, Eagles are 1-2 after three games. It's early in the season right now. But Mike, give me a young guy that you're looking forward to see if he can step up right now.
Baldy, when you talk about young guys, you really look at the defense. And to me, Vinny Curry, with the limited snaps that he's had, very, very productive. And I like what we're seeing out of Vinny Curry. I just want to see more. And for this defense to be successful, they've got to have a lot of pass rush. They've got to disrupt. And I think Vinny Curry could be very disruptive.
He showed a lot against Kansas City. Ike, how about you?
I would love to see more of the second-round draft pick, the big fella from Stanford, Zach Ertz. We talk about this offense this last game versus Kansas City, sputtering a little bit. Our defense is coming up with ways to sort of take DeSean Jackson out of the game. Who else is going to step up with Michael Vick on the offensive side of the ball? I love Selleck, but I think Ertz has a lot of potential. Big kid, very athletic, can run after the catch. I would love to see him get involved a little more in the offense as we go along here in the season.
For me, I think a young guy that's getting some playing time, isn't starting yet, but might get that starting spot is Earl Wolfe, the safety from North Carolina State. I just think there's an opportunity here. They need better safety play here in Philadelphia, and I think Earl Wolfe's got an opportunity right now to jump up and grab that safety position. That wasn't the Eagles' best performance against Kansas City on Thursday night. However, I thought the quarterback, Mike Vick, played well in spurts, Mike.
Baldy, there are some plays that against the Chiefs that I know that he would like to have back, but there are some good plays as well. Look a little closer into this offense, and you'll see a quarterback working within the confines of the system and doing a nice job getting the football to his receivers. Let's take a look at a play against Kansas City where the Eagles are going to run one of their favorite route combinations, the snag concept. Look at the top of the screen, and you're going to see the tight end, Brent Celek, running a corner route with LeSean McCoy headed to the flat, Jason Avant coming underneath on a little curl route. They run this combination out of a number of different formations and personnel groupings and have had success all season. What this combination does is create a triangle of defenders for Michael Vick to read off of. And after reading which way these defenders go, Vick gets the football to the open man. In this case, you can see the triangle open up for Jason Avant. Vick reads the coverage and gets the football out, and Avant gets a 6-yard pickup. Reads like this have allowed Michael Vick to limit turnovers and get the ball downfield. And we saw the very same play design later in the game, and this time with even better results.
Second and 6 Eagles, ball at the Chiefs 22. Shotgun, Fritz left. Vick back, he's looking, he's going for the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown.
It's first touchdown of the season. He lines up in the tight slot. He runs a corner route, and he just outruns the defense.
Chip, early first touchdown last week against Kansas City. Just a basic snag concept here where you're going to get that right there, you're going to get this, and you're going to get that right now. And basically, I mean, as this thing kind of runs, you're just reading a triangle on this particular play.
We are. It starts off initially. You don't know if it's zone or man. But really, if it is man, then what we're looking for is the best matchup. And if the corner is going to carry this, that safety is going to carry the bubble. And we've got one-on-one, and Jason Avant does a great job on our corner route.
He beats Sean Smith right at the top. He misses the jam right here. I think it's a pretty easy read for Mike. The safety is really looking in the eyes of Mike here. And as we saw, like, all night, Derek Johnson was basically just spying. Mike, he's free to come right now. He stays in there, takes a heck of a hit on make this throw.
He does. And that's the one thing that I think is so underappreciated out of Mike is just how tough he is. There's not a lot of quarterbacks that are going to stand in there in the face of a blitz, know you're going to get hit, and still throw the ball. They're going to pull it down and kind of run around and try to avoid the hit. We made an adjustment later on and slid the protection back to that linebacker so we didn't get those situations, but it's a heck of a ball and a heck of a throw in the red zone at a critical time for us.
I mean, this is what you're talking about right now. Yeah. I mean, he's just coming right now. Mike really has no option right there. He's going to make that throw. He's got to take that
hit. He's got to throw hot. You know, we didn't have a guy for that protection, so the ball's got to come out. And because they're playing bump man, he's got to hold it just for a count, just to make sure Jason can set his angle. But just tells you how tough Mike is.
We saw a lot of man concept all night. Here you have double stacks. You know, 22 personnel here. So you got your tight ends out here and Shady. You got your tight end up here and Deshaun. Now you're going to option off the defensive tackle here.
Mm-hmm.
And really, they want to play it like this. Mike's going to take this ball down, and you're going to do that kind of damage.
Yeah, they've got six guys. Just mathematically, there's six guys in here.
Yep.
And we have five offensive linemen, and now Mike's got to be responsible for one of those guys. So we count Mike and the running back. That's one and two. So we have seven. They have six. If they took Mike, then the back's running free. If they take the back, then Mike's running free.
You spread the field to create one-on-one matchups.
Mm-hmm.
You like this one matchup right here. I mean, that's 61 yards. That's the longest run of his career. I don't know if people realized that at the time. And it's because of the way you spread the field and the concepts right here.
The old common concept is that we do have an extra guy. So there's five offensive linemen and six run defenders. So we should match up numerically well. But because we count the five offensive linemen plus one and two, so now we have seven and they have six, this guy can't be right. If mm-hmm. he now takes the quarterback, mm-hmm. then Bryce is running. And if he takes Bryce, then Mike is running. So
on top of it, you get Evan Mathis right here in the middle linebacker. You mm-hmm. get Jason Peters cutting the defense off here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike just reads this perfectly. And now the race is on. All he's got to beat is the free safety, which he does. Really, pretty good concept right there.
It is. And if you're going to now play zone and pack more guys in the box, then there's less guys outside, and you can throw the ball out to Deshaun or LeSean.
It was some other good plays defensively, I thought, this past week. You saw a concept here where you got Connor Barwin man-to-man on the tight end, and Fletcher's free to come on this closed look here on the backside.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to flush Alex Smith on this third down look right now. And I think really once Connor Barwin realizes that his tight end is staying in the block, he's really free to come and clean up.
He is. We got a combination going on here between Connor and Fletch on who's mm-hmm. covering the tight end. When the tight end steps down, then Fletch is coming.
Okay.
If the tight end were to step out, Connor could come.
Right.
You know, we're a two-on-one situation. Fletch does a great job of making the quarterback step up. Once Connor realizes his guy's in protection, he then can add. And what he does in adding is really creates an extra guy at the point of attack, and we get a huge play right there.
You got a good play. You got Trent Cole coming from the backside.
One of the things you're getting out of Trent is just tremendous effort all the time, and that's what makes him such a special, special player.
And it's really whether he's got his hand in the ground or whether he's in a two-point playing the outside linebacker right now.
Yeah, it's still kind of the same position. That job, number one, is we talk about three things, and dropping is the third thing, but it's rush the pass, set the edge, and then drop. And here's a great situation where he does set the edge and does a great job flushing the quarterback and forcing him back to Connor. Gets up the field, spins, great effort, kind of relentless, and then all of a sudden we got Connor coming back with Benny Logan wrapping around.
And the final play here, you got a stack concept right here.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you can see the communication right now. You're going to in and out this. And so I thought that they played this well last week in this situation. Fletcher's on the outside. Really a 3-over-2 concept right here. They're running sprint right option. Mm-hmm. Really no place for Alex Smith to go with that ball.
There isn't. And it's a great job making an adjustment because of the split. They knew they had deep help over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So the first defender is going to play all the inside routes. The second defender is going to play all the outside routes. And they're going to try to funnel them to the high safety. And that's what exactly happens. And then when we talk about, even though we're in a zone concept, we talk about the plaster technique. Once the routes express themselves, they need to plaster on the routes. And
yep.
I thought our guys did a great job of that. And now Alex doesn't have an opportunity to throw the ball. And then here comes the pursuit. That's the one thing I think we're doing a really good job of, is we're playing with great effort on the defensive side of the ball. And knowing that if we can get everybody running to the football, good things are going to happen. It was evident last Thursday night. We put our defense in a lot of adverse situations because of the turnovers, but I thought our defense really responded.
Coming up on Eagles Game Plan, we're going to take a look at the Denver Broncos on both sides of the ball. But first, we'll tell you how the Eagles can fix some of the problems we saw against the Chiefs last Thursday night. We've got that and a whole lot more when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And Ike, the Eagles are going to see the number one scoring offense in football, the team with the most first downs, and the team that has the highest conversion rate on third down. And on Monday night, Peyton Manning on his third down tells NoSean Moreno, come over here in the slot. Actually, they're going to get four guys to that side of the field. And so they're going to create what we saw last week, which was a lot of shallow crosses. And we got to find a way to kind of stop these type of plays, because on Monday night, Peyton Manning found Demaryius Thomas for a couple of them.
This is basically a pick route, man-to-man coverage. You're right, saw it against the Kansas City Chiefs. The three guys on the inside are basically going to run pick routes for Demaryius Thomas here on the outside, much like Kansas City did for Donnie Avery. You come underneath, it's a third and short. Now you just have run after the catch, and if you have receivers that are capable of making guys miss one-on-one, that's exactly what you want.
Okay, so here the question is, let's just get to that situation here on Sunday afternoon. What do the Eagles do to counter that?
Well, here's something I would try. You got to move up on the line of scrimmage, and you got to defeat your one-on-one blocks. I mean, being blocked by one offensive guy, is a cardinal sin for a defensive player. You can't be blocked by one player.
You told me your former coach, Jim Johnson, said when you get out on the screen, you're out in the open field, don't give yourself up one for one.
Yeah.
And so I think we saw Michael Kendricks in this screen concept on that opening Monday night game against the Redskins. He didn't give himself up one to one right now.
Yeah, this is the best example of a player not giving up one for one. The offense, you see this block here, the offense would be perfectly fine if Kendricks ran into that lineman.
Yeah.
And got smothered.
They love that.
Yeah, they would love that. But Kendricks, using his athleticism, he shifts not one, but two blockers there and gets in there and make the tackle. I tell you, Jim Johnson would be proud of that play right there. Not giving up one for one and making the play. That's how you take on the screen.
Monday night, Peyton Manning had another remarkable game. We're so getting used to these games as he continues to set NFL records year after year. Now, when you watch Manning, you see a number of things with this Broncos offense. Some things that we didn't see back when he was with the Colts. I want to take you back to the first week of the season in the Thursday night opener against the Baltimore Ravens. This is a play where they fake in the backfield, shotgun play action going to the left. Then they fake the bubble screen to the right to Eric Decker. But the whole design of this play is very, very simple. They get Julius Thomas, the tight end, and they get Wes Welker, the number two receiver, in the slot, running vertical routes against a safety. Two vertical routes against a safety? Safety cannot cover both. All Peyton does is wait for the deep safety to commit. The deep safety commits outside to Wes Welker. Peyton throws it right down the seam to Julius Thomas for the touchdown. When you become a great quarterback, one of the things you always look for to reach that level is the ability to manipulate the defense, both pre-snap and post-snap. On this play, Manning manipulated the defense after the snap. We had two receivers to the left, Wes Welker in the slot and Demaryius Thomas outside of him. This play started to look like a smash route, with Thomas running what looked like a hitch-type route and Welker looking like he would run a corner route behind Thomas. Manning looked that way. He looked to Welker as if he'd run to the corner. You know what that did? Charles Woodson started to move in that direction. He anticipated Manning throwing it there because Manning manipulated him with his eyes, forced Woodson to react to that. And guess what happened? Welker then broke inside. Manning calmly threw him to the middle and the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Broncos. Peyton Manning is so good, maybe the best there's ever been at manipulating the defense both before the snap of the ball and after the snap of the ball.
This portion of Eagles game plan was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll break down the Denver Broncos defense and where the Eagles could attack it right here on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And Mike, as the Eagles offense gets ready for this Denver Bronco defense, there's some weaknesses to this defense. They're not a very good secondary right now.
Yeah, one of the worst secondaries in all of football. So that's a place where I think they have to exploit. They have to take advantage of that secondary.
Well, and on the opening game of the year against the Ravens, you could just see there's communication problems in the secondary.
Yeah.
Guys looking all the way up into the snap. They're trying to figure out how they're going to handle this stack route combination right now. And you can see you got two guys driving on the underneath route. It's going to open up this window. I mean, the Eagles got to look at this and take advantage of this, Mike.
Well, one of the guys that you're talking about, kind of in limbo, Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie. Mm-hmm. Some of the same things that we saw here in Philadelphia with Rodgers-Cromartie. Watch at the end of this play where the cornerback throws his hands up or the safety throws his hands up And it's a communications problem that frees his tight end.
That's Chris Harris right here. I mean, he's telling Dominic Rogers Cromartie, look, this is what we're doing right now. Flacco sees it perfectly. Big hole in the middle right there. I think there's some opportunities, Mike, against this secondary. They don't have Elvis Dumervil. He's gone. Right? Von Miller is not there. The pass rush isn't what it used to be.
The pass rush is not what it was. And down the field, they've got some problems in that secondary. The Eagles have to exploit those problems.
Look for the Eagles, some big plays in the passing game come Sunday afternoon.
Opportunities against this defense won't just be available for the Eagles in the passing game, but there'll be opportunities in the running game as well, as the Oakland Raiders showed us Monday night. The Raiders come out with quarterback Terrell Pryor in the shotgun, with running back Darren McFadden flanked to his left, and they're running an all-too-familiar read option. Pryor will read the unblocked defensive end, Sean Phillips, and decide to give it to McFadden on the dive play up the middle, or tuck it and follow his lead block by a pulling tight end. Pryor, seeing the hesitation by Phillips, decides to tuck it and run. The Broncos, however, have made a fatal error. Not only has Phillips attacked the dive, but linebacker Nate Irving is also taken out of the play by the fake. His eyes are on the wrong man. This allows Pryor to get to the perimeter and pick up 23 yards on the run. The Broncos' defense is young and aggressive, but they'll have to play disciplined football on Sunday if they want to keep pace with an electric Eagles running attack that is number one in the National Football League.
This portion of Eagles Game Plan was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles and the American Red Cross are teaming up for the 6th Annual Eagles Blood Drive. For more information on how you can participate, visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And guys, this is our final segment. We call it Three and Out. Final thoughts as Eagles get ready for Denver. Mike, Eagles heavy underdogs in this one. We've all been an underdog before. What do the Eagles need to do to go win this one?
Well, I think, especially being an underdog, they have to take some chances. And I'm not talking about blitzing Peyton Manning, you know, a crazy number. But on the back end of that defense, they've got to jump some routes. They've got to take some chances. I think on the back end, when you blitz Manning, he knows where it's going to come from. He's going to hit you. But those guys in the secondary, if they can set him up and jump a couple of routes, get a couple of turnovers, that would help this offense. That would help this team.
Peyton without any interceptions so far, Mike. Ike, how about you?
I'm going with preparation ball there, Mike. I think throughout the week, this team has heard enough about how they don't have a chance of winning this game against the great Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. They've heard about the air up there in Mile High. Well, if they prepared this week to win this game as opposed to preparing to being slaughtered, they're going to have a great shot to win this game. I remember in 07, they went up to New England to take on the undefeated Patriots. They didn't come away with the win, but they gave the Patriots their best game and also gave the Giants the blueprint to beat them because they felt disrespected. They shared the same feeling about this game.
I remember Jim Johnson that game really changed up his fronts. He gave Brady something to look at differently every single series. For me, I just think it comes down to this offense. I mean, I think you got to match scores with Denver. I mean, I think they have to execute better. I mean, they're very capable of putting up a 30 spot here against the Denver Broncos. They're coming off a short week, a Monday night win against Oakland. So, for me, offensively, get back on track, get back to scoring into the 30s, and I think we could see a good old-fashioned shootout come Sunday afternoon. All right, guys, that's our final thoughts, the segment we call Three and Out. Guys, for Mike Quick, Ike Reese, I'm Brian Baldinger. We'll be joining you next week right here on Eagles Game Plan as we take a look at the New York Giants. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.